Blog Talk Radio.
Another episode in almost Labor Day weekend. I am so super excited. This is your girl Tawanda with the Clutch Podcast. And tonight we are definitely ready to give you a big old treat. Oh, I don't think that came out right. As usual, we're usually hanging out before the show starts. And there's so much I usually want to ask the ladies, but then I want to make sure that I don't spoil it before we actually hear. So now it is time. Ladies, are you ready?
Oh, I'm ready.
Ladies, why you seem a little apprehensive, Corinne?
Because we never know when it's going to give until it gives it.
So I'm going to ask you once again, ladies, are you ready?
We're ready.
Oh, yeah.
Did we do a cheer? C and D?
Yeah, I you should have seen me.
Sounds like a winner. All right, so before we get started with our great episode tonight, I want to go out to my girls. They can introduce themselves, tell you how they're doing, tell you where they're at, what kind of mood they're in, and they can tell us something a little, something that's going to make us go, whoever wants to go first.
Sounds like you, see.
I guess I'll go first. This is C, a.k.a. Corinne, and I'm feeling like a cheerleader. And thing to make you go, I guess, like, that intro sounds like she's about to get BDE, so we're going to see.
Did she use that to throw me under the bus? What?
That works.
Carry on. Carry on.
Hey, this is your girl, D, a.k.a. Dara, and I am doing well. I'm running in Illinois this week and just looking forward to seeing what Miss Tawanda has up her sleeve for tonight's episode.
Well, I'm sure you guys know it's going to be something. No, I'm not going to say I'm sure you guys know it's going to be something very lovely. How about that?
Very who?
Very lovely.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say Roy and Raggedy, but I didn't think that was going to come out. I didn't think that was going to come out right. So.
I love Ratchet.
Definitely. But, you know, seriously, tonight we're talking about your bucket list. And developing a bucket list for where you are in life right now. And I'm excited to talk about this because people are always talking about bucket list, bucket list, bucket list. And a lot of times people just kind of throw things out there. But tonight we're going to develop this together because we're building our tribe. And I'm going to let you know now, even if you're in the bed, you're going to need something to write with, whether you're on your iPad, you got pen and paper, but you're going to need to be able to write. And this is extremely important. And we're not just doing a bucket list tonight or developing one. This is geared to women 40 and over. And, of course, if you're under 40, you can still do your bucket list. But things kind of get a little serious when you reach a certain age in life, like a certain stage, because it seems like you have a greater sense of self-awareness, maybe personal fulfillment, and really the realization that there's plenty of time to still pursue dreams and goals. And I was talking to someone the other day about a bucket list, and they're like, you know what, I've heard of a bucket list. Like, what would you call a bucket list? Like, what really is that? Well, there's different things. There's different people that can call a bucket list different things. What would you say a bucket list is, ladies?
Well, I think it's like, this is C. I think it's something like your things you want to accomplish list. That's how I look at it as.
Okay. Thank you, lady. And how about you, D?
For me, I always thought of it as the things that you didn't get to do that you really wanted to see, try, live, whatever, you know, whatever the different things. So, you know, I didn't really look at it the same way that C does.
Okay. And that's fine. Like I said, everyone looks at it differently. I see a bucket list as basically a number of experiences or achievements that a person hopes to accomplish during their lifetime. Now, I used to say back in my 20s, a bucket list is things you want to do before you die. But I'm living. I'm living a long, long life. So it's things that it's experiences and things and accomplishments that I want to do in my lifetime. And this could be really powerful because this helps us to discover certain things. This helps us to look at areas of our life that are growth segments. And this also helps us in reference of creating and fulfilling life. Some people exist. I know you guys have heard of this saying, are you living or are you existing? So let me ask you, ladies, before we get into developing this bucket list, have you ever been at a point in your life to where you felt like you were, quote, unquote, just existing and not living? And if so, if you don't mind, tell us a little about the difference.
Well, this is Dee. For me, there has been. When I was working in corporate and just every day doing the same thing every day, I started to feel like it's just the same monotonous, you know, life. And so what was happening was I could barely take vacations and, you know, it's just like every day is the same thing. So to me, that was just an existence. And I wanted out.
I can definitely dig it. How about you, C? Ever been there?
I think that it's normal to have those moments where you feel like you can be accomplishing more. And, yeah, I definitely had those moments where just putting a lot of my own personal pressure on myself to where though like wasn't living to where I thought I should be. And in those moments, yeah, I definitely did feel like I was just going through the motions.
Makes sense. You know, one thing, and I probably never told anyone this, and it's so crazy as I think about it now, but sometimes, like, a major life change can happen, and it can have you feeling like you're just existing, you're no longer living, if that makes sense. Like, my father, for example, passed away about 4 years ago, and after he died, my whole life changed. You know, like, my parents had been married for over 50 years, and my mother lost her life partner, best friend, and that was like a whole life change for her. I'm the oldest of three kids, so I'm like, okay, we got to figure something out because I want to make sure mom is good. And so I shifted my focus. I shifted my life, my routine, and just my whole life had changed. And then I started just thinking about different things that I wanted, but I couldn't even see the future anymore. And I've always been a visionary. I've always been a person writing stuff down, making plans. I can tell you what I'm doing in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years. But for about 2 years, I really just didn't know. I was indecisive. People that know me would say, hey, you want to do so-and-so in 3 months, 6 months? And I'm like, I don't know. and I felt like I was in this rut. And I prayed and I prayed and I did a lot of research and I went to, and you know, a lot of our research is on YouTube. And I was like, how do you get your passion back? How do you get your drive back? Like, what happens? But it took me a lot of time to figure out how to get back on track. And those were periods of time that I was just existing. And never in my life have I felt like that. Never have I been like that. But it took a lot. It took a lot to shake. And I'm saying existing because, like, Dee, you mentioned, hey, I'm at this job. Like, you're going every day. Like, you're going through the motions, but you feel like you're not making any progress because you're doing the same thing every day. You're not happy. You're not excited. You're just doing it because you got to get a check. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely been there, done that. And, you know, sometimes we go through situations in life because that's really a part of the journey. But it was really, it was what I had to go through, though. And, you know, a lot of times I know we don't want to go through struggles and we want to cut certain things off in our life. And I'll talk about that towards the end, but it was something that I had to go through. And I still went through with a little bit of joy because it didn't mess up my faith. I kept praying, and I'm like, Lord, help me. But so definitely, there's a difference between living and existing. And tonight, as we develop and discover and talk about the bucket list, I want us on this show to have a popping bucket list. And I want anyone that's listening to our show to look at your bucket list and redevelop it if you can, if you want to, or if you don't have one, we want to encourage you to create one. So one of the first things, ladies, I want to do, even if you already have bucket lists, I just want you to clear your mind, clear what's on your current bucket list if you have one, and I want to start at ground zero. Can we do that, ladies?
Sure thing.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so this is self-reflection time, and I want you ladies to take a journey with me. Now, I know you're going to be a little apprehensive because you have no idea where the hell you're going, and you know I'm not to be trusted sometimes because sometimes I do have bad behavior. But just come with me and keep one eye open.
I'm watching my back. That's juicy.
And look, y'all got each other's back, so you'll be good, I hope. Right? All right, so with this self-reflection, I want you to just think about some stuff. So you got to close at least one eye, right? And I want you to think and reflect. Think about some things in life that you're passionate about. Don't share it right now. Just think about those things that you're passionate about. Ah, man, I'm passionate about this and this and this, and this makes me happy. What makes you happy? Think about not just that, Corinne, the other thing, okay?
All right. All right.
Think about some things that you're interested in. What keeps your attention? Think about some of the things, ladies, that you dream about and some things you've always wanted to do but you haven't done yet. Take this journey with me, and I need you to spend just a couple of seconds self-reflecting. Passions, interests, dreams, and things you've always wanted to do and you have not had a chance to do yet. Now, keep in mind, we want to always be realistic while we're doing this. I've met so many people, I ask them, like, what's on your bucket list? What you want? Oh, I want $10 million and 10 cars and 10 houses. And that's just crazy. Because one of the things is when we set out things we want, even when we have big goals, we eventually need to be able to identify steps to be able to get that goal. So there's nothing at all wrong with having a big goal and dreaming big. We also would want to make sure it's a smart goal and it's realistic so we know how we can actually attain it. Does that kind of make sense? You guys with me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you still thinking about some passions, some mm-hmm. interests, some dreams, and things you've always wanted to do? And this is the thing. And I just want, if you ladies don't mind, because I believe we got to live life every single day. I know I used to say, well, you only live once. And then I had someone tell me that's not true. You live every day. I'm like, okay. So if you guys don't mind, I want you to tell us whether this is going to be on your bucket list or not. What's one thing you always wanted to do? It doesn't matter what it is, how big or how small, but one thing you always wanted to do, but you've never done it, and you're not sure if you ever do it.
I know one thing I wanted to do, but I physically cannot do it. But I've always wanted to do it, which is jump out of an airplane.
Wow. See you when you get back. I love you. But I'm not doing that with you.
Well, you can meet me on the ground.
Yeah, safe ground, level ground. that sounds like something you would want to do, too.
For me, I think in the daring side or whatever, similar to C, you know, I always look at parasailing and, you know, being up there above the water. And I look at it and I think that's so cool. But then, you know, it's just not, you know, it's that fear and having someone to go do it with, that type of thing.
Well, I apologize, but you still have no one to do it with. Not on this show anyway.
We love you,
but see you when you get back. Well, I have always wanted to go jet skiing. I'm not sure if I'll do it or not. My issue with that is, number one, I can't swim yet. I am going to learn how to swim, though. That's going to be on my bucket list. But even if I can swim, I can't drink all that water. So I love it, but I'm just not sure. But I just love the idea of jet skiing. So, all right, so as we think about our bucket list and we're thinking about passions, interests, dreams, things we just always wanted to do, I sent you guys something last night about different categories, and we're going to talk about those towards the end of the show, but I want you to write these down because these are some of the things that we're going to develop our bucket list in some of these categories. And you may have more categories in this, right? So one category is going to be travel. So I'm going to ask you towards the end, like, maybe what's one place you want to go that you've never been before? What's on that bucket list when it comes to travel? The next thing is personal growth. What in that category? We're going to kind of explain that a little more. Personal growth, write that down. Relationships. This could be intimate relationships or personal relationships. Another one is hobbies. Another area is health and wellness. And then, of course, we got adventure.
Uh-huh.
Here's a new one. Giving back. Learning will be another one. The next one, sex or being freaky. And if there's another one that you have. So I'm going to go back over really quickly the different categories we're going to talk about. Travel, personal growth, relationships, personal or intimate, hobbies, health and wellness, adventure, giving back, learning, sex or being freaky, and if there's another category or so that you want to list, all right? So when we start listing these different categories, we want to make sure we prioritize. Some of these, of course, we know Rome wasn't built in a day, hashtag building Rome. So we want to identify maybe what we want to do in 2023, 2024, 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, et cetera, because that's going to be very important with ensuring that you actually can obtain the goal that you actually set.
Hey,
are we all on the same page? Yes?
I think you skipped career.
Ah, I love that. Add in career. Yeah, I forgot all about that one. Thank you. And that shows that she's paying attention. All right, let me add in career because that is extremely important. All right, so we got to prioritize when we get ready to do this. Then we're going to talk about some action steps on the second episode of our bucket list. Now, before we go over them, I want to say this, ladies, and I want to be very honest, and I want you to as well, and I'm sure you are. Let's talk about accountability and support, right? When you have a bucket list or when you have dreams and goals in life, it's important to be able to share these things with friends, family, and supportive people that can provide accountability and encouragement along the way. Like, that's extremely important. I say all the time that we talk about those five people in your life. We talk about the laws of association. So let me ask you, ladies, are there any people or who are a few of those people that you would share your bucket list with or just some joys, some highs or some lows in your life that will hold you accountable and give you support and you know that they seriously and genuinely have your best interest at heart?
For me, you two, you two are my main accountability. And then in my family, my mother and I partnered with my sister, one of my sisters. And I think just the relationships that I have in my family, though they are not similar to me in what I want to do with my life, they are definitely supportive and encourage. And if I asked for that, I could easily get it from them. You know, if I asked for more help. But, you know, through COVID, I lost a lot of my relationships. So I'm kind of rebuilding right now.
Understood. Well, I'm definitely glad to be on the list, and I hope you know we don't play.
No, you don't.
Love it. We're going to be on your ass for real.
Y'all heard it.
How about you? Absolutely. You heard it here first. And you're going to hear it every freaking show.
And in between.
Exactly. And if you're in our Facebook message, you're going to hear it there too. But I don't think you need to be a nurse.
But I think, this is Steve, I think I would share it with my best friend, Claire, because we are alike in a lot of ways. And even though we have different goals we're trying to accomplish, we're very supportive of trying to encourage each other to accomplish our goals.
Love it, love it, love it. All right. And again, it's important to be able to have accountability and support. This is the thing, and I want you guys to share if you've ever been guilty of this. You know, like a lot of times people have a whole list of shit they want to do, a whole list of goals. But it's one thing when you hold yourself accountable, and it's another thing when someone else is. Let's say, for example, if I say, my goal is to lose 10 pounds before Halloween, and I tell both of you, what are you going to say? Hey, how's the weight loss going? How many you lost this week? How many you people will let their self down, but they will do everything they can not to let you down. Have you guys ever been in a situation like that, to where you put something out there, you may have been failing at it, but you achieved it simply because you told someone else and you did not want to let them down?
This is the, yeah, I know, I'm good for that, because it's like, I might be thinking it, and then if I tell somebody, I'm like, yeah, I definitely got to do it now, because I don't tell so-and-so I'm just going to do this, that, and the third. And, yeah, because you just don't want to, like you said, you don't want to hear, like, hey, did you finish that book? Did you write the book? So you just don't, I don't want to keep hearing that. People that have seen Watch Family Guy, they get that analogy. But, yeah, it's, yeah, just don't want to keep hearing someone nagging you about, like, hey, did you do this? And then you're like, no, and you feel guilty even though it's your own goal.
Absolutely. That's extremely important. How about you, Dee?
You know, I don't think I really had those situations. I'm more private, and so I might be thinking about something, but I'm not always sharing it.
Okay.
And so I can't think of an example right now where I've let myself down many times, but a lot of times I don't share those goals because I feel like as soon as I share where I'm at, I sabotage myself.
Okay. Definitely makes sense. All right. Well, what we're going to talk about tonight when we work on building this, we're going to talk about different goals and dreams and stuff in certain categories, and hopefully we'll be able to hold each other accountable and encourage each other. And we got to also remember that life happens all the time. So even if we set something, we have to still adapt and make changes, because goals can be revised based on life, where we are, and also never forget to be able to celebrate achievements. If I say I'm going to lose 10 pounds and I lose 2, hey, y'all, I lost 2 pounds. let's celebrate the small ones, because a lot of small wins equals a big win, right? All right, so before we get into these topics tonight, I want to talk about a little breaking news topic. I don't want to say gossip. I mean, it is gossip, kind of, sort of, a little bit, whatever. I'm not really sure. But I want to talk about a breaking news topic that I just kind of want to ask you ladies about before we get into our other segment of tonight. Two things I wanted to ask you about. Did you guys hear about Cardi B had a situation, I think last year, with a vlogger by the name of Tasha K. And she said all types of things about Cardi B, and Cardi B ended up suing her. And I think she owes like $1 million. Did you guys hear about that?
I heard something about it and watched a couple little things, but don't really know what all was going on.
Like, do you remember about
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I definitely heard. That I actually had talked to Tasha K's people, because at one point I actually applied to work with her. So I'm familiar with her.
Yeah,
and
she
that's
told
one
me
of
that.
The reasons one of the reasons why I didn't follow through with it, because her assistant called me, Chelsea, and we had an interview, and I was supposed to call back, and then that's when the whole thing with Cardi B dropped, and I was like, that sounds messy. I don't want any part of that. So
because you're going to be getting sued, too.
Listen.
Yeah, that. Man, but you know what? Like, I guess the ironic thing about this is, now, Tasha K, she's in the gossiping field. So, yeah, she talks about a lot of different people. But I think she just kind of honed in a lot on Cardi B. And then, I don't know if you watch these or not, Steve, but she did a lot of talking on her show about, I don't care about getting sued. That's why I got insurance and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And I'm trying to figure out what in the hell happened to your insurance. Because now they say she filed bankruptcy.
Yeah, I think that was more or less to protect her assets, because she has, like, a whole, you know, team of people that she is trying to, you know, still pay. So, but she just got, I guess Cardi B tried to, I guess has proof that she was transferring money from Africa to wherever. So she's taking her back to court. That actually broke today.
What?
Yeah. So she can go to jail at this point.
That's crazy.
But listen, Tasha K just wrote on her, this was back in April. I guess after they went to court, she wrote, look, sis and law, I know you need that because work is slow for all of us right now. But right now, I ain't got it. But let your lawyers know, that when I'm up, you're going to be up and stuck. You get first dibs after the IRS bill get paid. Yo. Like, she really sued this lady.
The whole time. That's how she's been the whole time with the whole court case. She thinks it's a game. She keeps making jokes about it.
Yeah, and she put on her Instagram back in April, list of debts. Discover Card, $4,500. American Express, $5,500. Back and current taxes, $111,000. Bank of America Card, $300,000. Truck, $54,000 owed. Legal, $4,000,000. Plan a payoff, TBC, I guess, to be continued?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. And
it looks
the other
like
thing
she
I
owes a lot of money.
You said what?
Looks like she has a lot of money.
Like, what in the fudge? Oh, my gosh. But people love the gossip, and she damn sure getting sued behind it. And what was the other thing with Oprah and one of her spiritual advisors? That was 99. No, not 99. One of her spiritual advisors is getting sentenced to prison? What's that about?
Oh, I didn't hear about that one.
No, I didn't hear anything about Oprah B. So who's in trouble?
Oh, y'all hadn't heard about that?
Mm-mm.
I got to tell you, oh, my God. He got, like, nine. I think somebody, she Does she have a certain religion or something? All right. So Oprah's spiritual leader. I'm sorry, you said what?
Oh, no, I said I'm not sure if she's of a certain religion.
All right. Well, Oprah's spiritual leader, John. My name's John. I have to send you guys the link and information. But I just kind of happened to scroll across it early. I'm like, what is going on with that? Who is John of God? Oprah Winfrey, under fire as spiritual leader, is sentenced to a lengthy prison sentence. Oprah is getting slammed for her affiliations with the spiritual healer, John of God. Winfrey had originally featured John of God on her show in November of 2010 in an episode titled, Do You Believe in Miracles? However, 8 years later, on December 17th, John of God was arrested in Brazil on sexual assault charges. Over 600 accusations were reported by victims of the spiritual leader.
Wow. Sentenced to 99. Is that the one that is sentenced to 99 years?
Yeah, 99 years, ladies. Isn't that crazy?
Keep your hands and other parts to yourself.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, if you really want to piss me off, violate somebody.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? If you want to piss me off, violate somebody. Like, especially the babies. But yeah, that's just. All right, I'm gonna send you guys this.
How long
all
was
right,
that
so,
going on?
For? I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was asking
you said,
how
lady?
Long did that go on for?
I don't know. I just happened to stroll across it today when I was going through some stuff online, and I was like. I mean, you guys know how things are. Like, this is what he did, but, you know, it's somebody that she, I guess, respected, followed, and, you know, so they just pull her into it. Speaking of that, I got to ask you guys about one more thing since I'm thinking about it. I know you guys have been hearing all the stuff over the weekend about Steve Harvey's wife allegedly cheated on him with the gardener or something like that, and she wants $400 million. You guys been hearing about that?
Yeah, I heard about it.
I think
that one broke a couple weeks ago.
But you know, they really was getting my nerves with that.
Yeah, I didn't hear that she wanted $400 million or whatever money.
Well, I kept seeing that crap on Facebook, and I'm like, oh, nope, don't believe it. I actually love Steve Harvey personally and his wife. Leave them alone. Please. But did you guys hear about her husband coming home, her ex-husband coming home from prison, and he wrote a book?
Oh,
geez.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you heard?
Yeah, he
did
was
you?
On Tasha
okay,
K.
Okay, so you heard about that? Huh? Yes,
he
was on Tasha K. Of course he was. Oh, he had two episodes, as a matter of fact, on Tasha K.
Mm-hmm. And he sat down
you hadn't
with
heard
another
about that?
YouTuber.
So what's his angle? What do he want?
He just came home. He's trying to get some money. And she got a name.
Absolutely. Period. Anyway.
But she's not innocent now. She's not innocent
mm-hmm.
at all.
No, she is not.
But, you know, I guess the thing is, now, I didn't watch the thing. I was just so upset because I'm a Steve Harvey fan. But did you watch it? Or when you say she's not innocent, what do you mean?
Meaning that she has a crazy past, and some of the things that they said, I think she has a crazy present as well. There was just something that broke not too long ago about how Steve Harvey had went to he had to go to court about one of his ex-wives, and Marjorie supposedly, allegedly, had left the judge's quarters wipe in her mouth, and then the case got dropped.
I'm gone. I am gone. Are you fucking serious right now?
I'd have to see it to believe it.
This lady's a multimillionaire. She can get somebody else to be wiping their mouth.
No. allegedly is a whole bunch of mess with Steve Harvey, too, like with the whole beating his kids and being a sexual predator.
What?
You have to watch this guy named Storm. He interviewed his ex-wife's friend, and she had recordings of the girl, of his ex-wife, like, telling all these stories.
Really?
The girl didn't know she was being recorded, so she had no reason to lie.
Woo! Now, let's get back to, I don't even know what the hell we were talking about. Oh, my gosh.
Bucket list.
Ooh. Y'all done messed my whole life up with that. All right, so let's get back to our bucket list, if we can. And as we said before we went down that dark hole, bucket list is a number of experiences or achievements that a person hopes to have or accomplish during their lifetime. And we talked about the different categories that we're just going to kind of talk about a few things tonight in reference to our bucket list. The categories are travel and adventure, personal growth, health and wellness, career, hobbies and creativity, relationships, personal or intimate, giving back, learning and education, adventurous goals, cultural experiences, I forgot to put that one in there, legacy and family, and sex or something freaky. All right. Let's talk about sex first. No, I'm just joking. All right. So in reference to travel and adventure, if you're okay with it, if you'll name like one thing, like a place that you've always wanted to visit, if there's a specific travel experience that excites you, anything in reference to like a travel goal. And I want all of us to do this, so I'm going to be writing this down as well. So let's go first while I'm getting my paper ready.
So, well, I actually, okay. Go ahead.
No, you're up, girl.
So I actually did go to one place that I wanted to go since I was young, and I went in June. Yeah, I went in June, which is something small, but I always wanted to go, which was the Mall of America in Minnesota. So coincidentally, ooh, I have a client that's in Minnesota, and she was like, oh, I want to meet you. I've had her since 2013-2014. So we finally met, and she so happened, I was like, that's the only thing I want to do when I get down to Minnesota. So she took me to the Mall of America. But I want to go to Japan. So that's my next big thing I want to go to.
I love that. How about you, Dee?
So for me, I've traveled a lot in my life. So, but the one thing I haven't done is any romantic travel. So I was thinking about, my honey is down. He lives on an island, but I want to take him to Brazil and to our beach houses and. There's a couple places. There's one of the seven wonders of the world. I don't know if you ever heard of Iguazu Falls, but I just think he would absolutely love it. And it's one of the most beautiful waterfall creations. And I've been there a bunch of times, but I just can see myself walking through there and having it be more romantic and, you know, just enjoying it with someone like that.
Okay. All right. So is there any other places in the world that you want to travel that you've actually never been to before, though?
Probably. Maybe like Australia.
Okay. All right. So my travel bucket list, I have Dubai, Amsterdam, Australia, and the Red Light District. I want to go to Hedo as well. Let me add that in here. Yeah, I have so many. Like, I love Japan, too, but just let me know when you go, Corinne, so I can go with you. I just have, my list is so long, but I don't think I'm leaving the country, though, for a while, so I'm not sure about any of those places. Well, to be continued. Oh, yeah, I also want to go skiing, too. Guess I need to get to Colorado for that.
Welcome visiting.
I've been wanting to go skiing for a while as well. That is something I guess I can do in the States. All right, so the next one is personal growth. And listen, ladies, now, with this bucket list, we're going to get Dee to help us with creating a Canva bucket list because she likes to create stuff. So we got to make sure we have something in every category. Let's get it. So personal growth. Are there skills you've always wanted to learn or improve? What personal development goals do you have, such as building confidence or overcoming fear? Like, what in the personal growth department? And if we can think of at least two, if possible, for personal growth and development. Are there skills you want to learn or improve, personal development goals that you have, such as building confidence or overcoming fear? Anything you want to share?
Well, I want to write my book, but first I want to deal with my I was adopted, and I want to deal with my abandonment and issues from when I was things that happened to me when I was young. I spent my whole life kind of in and out of, you know, letting those things really affect me. And the biggest reason is when you work on your, on things like that where you have to go backwards, you bring up a lot of hurt and pain. And I just always said to myself, I just can't handle that hurt and pain again. But at the same time, if you don't deal with it, it never goes away. And that's why I'm in this situation now in my 50s.
Okay. I respect that. Well, for me, as far as personal growth, two things that I want to do. Number one, I want to learn Spanish. Took Spanish in high school, took French in college. But I definitely want to learn Spanish, and I also, I want to be able to learn and develop the skills to become a motivational speaker. Something I do, but I don't do for real. But I know a lot of times we have certain gifts and talents that the world is waiting for. So that's something I want to sharpen my skills, get some TED Talk for real, and be able to do that because. There's no testimony, a life setup test, and I've had quite a few, and God has been so good to me through these journeys, and I want to be able to share it with others because I know it can be encouraging to people. So as I continue to grow and develop and become better and better, I want to give that to people in the world so hopefully it can encourage, empower, and inspire them to be better as well. How about you, Nikki?
Yeah, I was trying to think of an answer while Dee was talking, and I do want to be bilingual because people already think that I fluently know Spanish, and I just know it a little bit, but not as well as I should, I feel like, at this point. But I can't think of anything else, but I know there's probably things. I feel like every time I want to learn a new skill set, I just go and I learn it. But, yeah, I definitely want to learn Spanish more.
Okay, sounds good. Our next category is health and wellness. So the question is, do you have any fitness goals you like to achieve? Do you want to try any specific types of exercise like yoga or dancing? And I'm going to go first. And, again, earlier we talked about goals. When we put it out there and you tell someone else, you got to do it. So I'm one of those people that health and wellness is extremely important to me. I have a goal to lose 10 pounds by November the 30th. I'm putting it out there to the world, and I'm telling you ladies as well. And also my goal is to start working out effective 9-1, for real, at least 3 times a week. I'm looking to develop, like, what that's going to look like for me. I've seen a lot of different things on YouTube. I have a gym where I live. I just got to kind of get my mind together. But it's something extremely important to me. So I definitely We'll be giving you guys more details so you can pray for me and hold me accountable at the same time. And those are my two goals for health and wellness. How about you?
This is C. I wanted to learn how to do yoga, but it's like every time I sit down to try to do it, I wind up watching it, or I'm like halfway through, I'm like, yeah, she got that one. So maybe yoga, and I want to keep my stomach flat. It used to be flat, and now it's not so flat. And I always got my belly out. So, yeah, I definitely want to get a four-pack. I'm good with a four-pack.
Corinne, are you serious weighing 99 pounds over there? Did you gain weight?
I do not weigh 99 pounds.
That's what I hate about slim people. Talking about she needs a four-pack, and you probably got a three-pack.
I know. I got a little pudge right now. This second, let me talk it.
Who was the lady back in the day? She said, "Skinny bitches are evil."
Was that Monique?
crazy. Okay, but that sounds like a good goal.
And
I love it.
For me, I need it by a date, but I want to lose. I want to lose 20 pounds by end of November, and I'm going to hold you accountable because I would like to be working out 3 times a week at least, as well, because that's why I think my feet, you know, we were talking earlier about fatigue, and, you know, we all know that, you know, a body in motion stays in motion, and a body that's, you know, sitting behind a computer all day long stays behind the computer all day long. So I really want to, I don't want to wait until a new year to say I'm going to lose weight and do this. I really want health and wellness. And to add to that, I have, I love anything that has to do with hypnosis to kind of change your brain. And so trying to do 4 to 5 times a week with my hypnosis tapes.
Okay.
So.
Well, that definitely sounds good. Well, you know, I've always been curious about hypnosis. I just think that, I mean, I do believe it's possible, but I think sometimes, like, when your mind is so strong and you're not a willing participant, it won't work on you. So have you ever been hypnotized before?
I have. And it
really?
Worked for 10 years. I had, so I grew up Italian. My father's Italian that raised me. And he'd bring home, like, provolone cheese and pepperoni, he'd go down to South Philly or whatever, and there were certain foods that I was just, pepperoni pizza, pepperoni, provolone, anything like that. And so when I was in college, or I pretty much could eat pepperoni pizza every single day all the time. And I had gone to this therapist, and when we were done talking about some of the other issues that I was, you know, that I had needed to deal with, he said, "Is there anything else you'd like to talk about?" And I said, my weight, you know. And he said, "Well, I can't hypnotize you against food." He's like, "But what's your issues? You know, what is it you're having problems with? You know, what's your worst food?" And I said, "To be honest, I live in a college house, and there's pepperoni pizza everywhere all the time. Like, it's in the fridge. It's sitting on the table. It's here. It's there. It's, you know." And then I always just had, you know, pepperoni and provolone cheese and pepperoncinis or whatever. And so he hypnotized me 3 times, three different sessions. The first session, I went home, and I had pepperoni pizza and nothing. I was like, it didn't work. But I still went back, and I went back a second time, He hypnotized me. And what he did was he hypnotized me against the grease in the pepperoni. And he hypnotized me, and the things that he said was the smell of the grease and the smell of the, and the feel of the taste of, you know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't hypnotizing me to say, oh, I hate pepperoni pizza, but it was more psychological. And so by the third time, I couldn't even, I could, if I ate it, all I could smell was pepperoni grease. All over my face, my hands, everything. Not that I slapped my face in the pizza, but you know what I'm saying. So, yeah, so it worked for 10 years. I couldn't eat it.
Wow, I never even heard of that before.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. So I definitely
How'd you get it off you?
Well, it's just, you know, your brain can go back. As long as it's not so... If you ask me today how many times have I had pepperoni pizza this week, I can tell you none. But back then, that's all I craved. So that's the difference. It's still gone. It's still changed me, if that makes sense.
Okay, that makes sense. Well, that's definitely interesting. All right, so let's talk about hobbies and creativity, ladies. What creative pursuits have you always been interested in? Is there a craft, instrument, or artistic skill you want to develop? For me, when it comes to hobbies and creativity, like I'm artistic. I can create what I want in my mind, but I don't know how to create it. My friend, and I don't use that word all the time, my friend is going to teach me the basics of using Canva. Write it down. I think he gave me access to Canva, like a premium account or something.
Yeah.
And I want to create some stuff, so I'm going to be scheduling a meeting with her, and I'm not going to pay her, so hopefully she'll send me an invoice, because I'm going to lean on the friendship for the freebie three sessions, 30 minutes each. And after that, then I'll send you $50 a session. So, but yeah, I want to learn that for myself, for my personal. So that's one creative thing. And the other creative thing in hobby is I'm developing several different magazines and publications. Like, I subscribe to over 35 different magazines, and I've noticed certain things in them that I love. So I'm looking forward to getting into that. So I want to be able to identify to other people, like, hey, this is what I want to see. This is what I want. Because I just love to create shit. So I'm super excited about those two hobbies. As far as outdoor hobbies, I would like to adapt an outdoor hobby, maybe bowling, but I'm not really sure yet in reference to that. How about you, ladies?
This is C. I am creative as well. I used to draw all the time. But one thing that I wanted to get into that I just haven't really sat down and tried to do is I wanted to start, like, refurbishing things, like anything and everything. So, like let's say, like, cans. Like, if I can make a can into a candle, like, I want to do stuff like that, like things that you would maybe, like, throw away or
repurpose,
like recycle. Yeah, repurpose things.
Sounds good. How about you, Dee?
For me, I'm very creative. So I'm kind of in a little bit of a gypsy mode right now, so I don't have all my stuff around me. But I've done everything from repurposing and changing clothes from, you know, being more, you know, like adapting them with bling. And I've done, you know, coasters with Mosh Podge or whatever. I don't even know what it's called. Where take pictures and put those on coasters for people so they have their memories. I've always been one who did sent out personalized greeting cards back in the snail mail days, where I, you know, print out a card full of pictures and, you know, just really with a lot of love. So I've done that my whole life. I've always, one year I decided I was going to crochet my mom a blanket, and that was the one and only thing I ever really crocheted. So for me, it's hard to say, but for a creative, for my creativity or for, you know, a hobby that I'd like, I'd like to do something with bamboo, like have work with Kev down there in Jamaica and do something with bamboo and create a few pieces of furniture for our house. So that's kind of, I don't know if we'll be able to do it, you know, creating something totally different from an, you know, from something natural like that would be a lot of fun.
Sounds good and sounds like some hard work. So let's see how that goes. But see, you are creative already, so that's definitely not going to be hard for you. Right?
I will see. I need the tools. That's the biggest thing, is having the tools to be able to get. But I can already picture it in my head, like taking about, you know, 10 pieces of bamboo, cutting them down, smooth, and, you know, getting a smooth cut on them, putting them together, taking some kind of twine or rope, and then getting shellac and getting that nice and smooth on top and creating maybe like tools or, you know, like that's the kind of thing, is I can picture it in my head, and then all you have to do is pull together the pieces.
Okay. All right, next one, we have about six more. Relationships, intimate and or personal. Are there ways you want to strengthen your relationship with family and friends? You want to make new social connections or nurture an existing one? What do you want to add on your bucket list in reference to relationships, social or intimate?
Whoever wants to go first.
I'll go. This is Dee again. So I'd like to hold myself accountable to at least one outside networking event where I go and meet other business people. And then in my relationship, in my family, is just be more communicative, be the one to kind of reach out more. I kind of have a tendency to kind of go inside myself. So just more communication with my family and the friends that I had that I have not reconnected with. I'd like to do more reconnecting as part of a change back to who I am.
Okay. How about you, C?
I think I'm out of my, like, friend group. I think I'm the one that reaches out the most. So I'm the one that, like, makes sure, and even with my cousins and, you know, my aunts and stuff, I'm usually the one that reaches out to everyone. And then I'll feel bad. I'm like, oh, I haven't talked to my uncle in a while. Let me, you know, call him or whatever. But I feel like if I don't make time and do that, then I probably won't hear from people too often. But I think so, like, with me just cultivating the present relationships that I have and just, you know, just being mindful of people, because we don't get any younger. So it's just important for me to just maintain the relationships that I have now and, you know, just continue to show people that I do appreciate them.
Okay. I love it. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, me, in reference to relationships, intimate and our personal, my goal, my bucket list, is definitely to build and develop that tribe of 5 to 7 ladies that we can really build, travel, do some crazy, amazing things. So three of us are rocking out. We just add a few more, and we're going to make some magic happen. That's very important to me, because I just believe that in life, like, I've known women that's had, like, that's been in domestic situations, that's had really bad, like, you know how we have highs and lows, having really low lows, And one thing that I've always found that's been a common factor is they felt like they didn't have anybody. They went through those situations alone. And I just believe that it's important to have at least that one somebody that you can trust, that you can call when life is happening or when you're having something great happen. So having your having a tribe, being over 40, well, I think I'm really 30, but maybe I'm over 40. I'm not really sure. But bottom line is having a tribe is extremely important. So I'm definitely looking to meet some good people. And it's important to meet good people because you guys know sometimes you meet people, they don't have your best interest at heart. They're really not good people to quote shit. You know what I'm saying? So I'm talking about some good women that we can really build, we can laugh, and you can trust them. Like, that's extremely, extremely important. So developing my tribe, that's one thing in reference to relationships. And dating, like, I've been, like, not in the field of dating for a while for all types of reasons. So I'm definitely getting ready to start dating and just seeing what the future holds in reference to. Yes, yes. So sometime probably between now and the first of the year, I'm going to be officially like, okay, I'm out there, I'm dating, blah, blah, blah. So just seeing what that holds in reference to that next level. And the difference is I have to make sure it's somebody that's compatible with who I am and my level of ambition and with my goals and dreams, because I cannot sit in the house and look at you, period. But so that's two goals in reference to my personal and intimate. Let's get some, girl. All right. So next one, giving back. How can you contribute to your community or cause you're passionate about, volunteer opportunities, charities, events? Do you guys have anything on your bucket list that will call that you'll be able to give back to whatever, any type of charity, any type of cause, any individual person, anything in reference to giving back that you want to share?
This is C. I actually am planning on, and I'm pretty sure it won't happen this year, but I've wanted to always do like a community event. I just got my nonprofit maybe 2 years ago, so that's one of my missions, is to start to have a event every year where I give back to the community. I haven't really decided how that's going to look like at this moment, but that's one of my goals.
Okay, how about you, Dee?
For me, I have a couple. I have in the past been in my jobs where I was able to be in charge of the events that my teams did for where we gave back, you know, for charity and volunteered and did different things. And so there's a place in Denver that I really want to start get involved with. And they help the neighborhood kids, and they help, you know, they do a lot of different kinds of events. But also, when you talk bucket list and you think about things for the future, and it's like I can envision after I've helped the first 20, because I want to have a fund that helps women, whether with children or just struggling, to find the career that they want and, you know, the online trainings. And so I can picture after I've helped those first 20 women really find what they want to do, and they're actually now doing it. And one of the stipulations is that once they've brought themselves out of what they were in, that they're helping other people, and that I can kind of step out, you know, and they're training and they've set up to help, you know, help those other people. And I can picture that. That's on my bucket list. So those first 20 women who are out there serving after they've been served.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Well, I definitely love giving back. The story of my life. Want to continue to be able to give back to organizations, including my own, working with children. Love the children. Definitely want to be able to focus on something with trafficking. Human trafficking is at an all-time high, something that makes me sick to my stomach, as well as giving back to and creating educational opportunities for people in prison, trying to help reduce crime, help give people an opportunity to have another chance, and just kind of get our families back, get our life back, get more love back into communities because we need that. The world is, so much is happening in the world, you know, not just with COVID, with families being strayed, people, you know, the technology is a blessing, it's a curse at the same time. But we just got to remember what the main goal is and what the most important thing is, and that's love, love for our people. So we definitely, so giving back is something that's extremely important. So looking forward to seeing how we can even collaborate on some giving back opportunities with helping different communities because each one, reach one can definitely play a part in changing the world. All right, so we're going to wrap this up because we're almost out of time. Learning education, we talked a little about that earlier when we talked about personal growth. We kind of can merge that together. Let's cover adventurous goals. Are there daring activities you'd like to try, whether it's skydiving, hot air ballooning, anything dangerous and adventurous, anything on that bucket list, ladies?
Parasailing is about as adventurous as I would get, but I would love to horseback ride in the ocean. And that when you're down in the Caribbean and you see them walking with the horse and in the water it looks like fun. So there's some things that I want to do, but I've done a lot of I learned to scuba dive. I've done a lot of the adventures that I wanted to do. So, but I never parasailed, and then I do want to do the ocean or, you know, on the beach, riding horses on the beach.
Sounds good. How about you?
I think that learning how to swim is adventurous enough. So learning how to swim, maybe. Because I want to jump out of a plane, a skydive. However, I medically cannot. So the only thing that I probably want to do that's adventurous is learn how to swim.
You know what? I didn't have anything on my adventurous because I have to still think of a few things. But learning how to swim is something I really, really want. I'm an Aquarius, too, so I need to know how to swim. Let's see. Swim. Learn. Okay, I like it. All right, so let's see what else we got. Cultural experiences. Are there any cultural experiences, festivals or traditions? Oh, wait a minute. Like, I have always wanted to go to the Macy's Festival in New York. Which one can I put that on? I guess I need to put that on the first one. Macy, I'm putting that on first. All right, so cultural experiences. Any festivals, events, or traditions that you like to get involved in?
I think I'd just like to learn more about, I'd like to learn Portuguese. Even though I know some, I'd like to get fluent, cultural-wise. And then in terms of, I need to learn Patois for down in Jamaica.
You need to learn what?
Patois. That's the language they speak.
Oh.
So to be better understand it and better and to be able to speak it and feel comfortable.
Okay. All right. How about you, C?
That's a good question. So I'm part Dominican. So I was just thinking, I do want to go to the DR. So maybe learn more about
that culture.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Now that I'm about it, what I got to do, I got to write this down. I am part black and black. And I was supposed to watch, what was the name of that? I wanna learn more about the African American culture, but someone sent me, what is it called, Hidden? I was supposed to watch this thing, HIDD. I think Hidden Colors. Is that the name of it? Yes. I need to watch that. Let me write it down, Hidden Colors. Have y'all ever heard of that before?
Wait, Hidden. Tell me which one that, Hidden Colors?
Hidden Colors. The film discusses some of the reasons the contribution of African and Aboriginal people have been left out of the pages of history. There's a couple of different documentaries called Hidden Colors. I think it's like a five-part docu-series. Hidden Colors 2 is a follow-up to the critically acclaimed 2011 documentary about the untold story, about the untold history of people of African and Aboriginal descent. So, yeah, it's like five parts. And I've had a couple of guys that are in prison that's really into history and, you know, all things black people. And they actually told me about it, and I got the movies. And they were like, man, have you not watched it yet? Like, it's so educational. So I really need to learn some of that stuff because some of it I don't know. And I just want to learn for education and understanding just because there's so many things I know that we as a people went through. Doesn't matter what your race is, just to understand your history and where you came from, because sometimes in order to know where you're going, you need to know where you came from. So like you said, okay, I'm part Dominican. You know, understanding your heritage is like, can be extremely important.
Yeah.
So I want to add that to the culture. That's extremely important to me. All right, what about legacy and family? Are there any specific ways you want to be remembered or leave a positive impact on, like, your family, your community, anything? Like, let's say, for example, if at the end of this month we were all gone, we're no longer here for whatever the reason is, you know, anything, what will be your story? Who are you? What do you want to be remembered as?
That's a rough one. That's a rough one. I feel like I would be remembered for, you know, in a positive light, but there's so many things that I would like to do to help people to know that I can, that I had a legacy, that I left a legacy for, you know, these women and their children, and that they know. Not so much to, you know, so that when I die that people say, oh, she helped so many and she was, you know, this saint. It's more so just to know that there are people out there that know that without my help and the help of the people who are going to help me help them, you know, they might never have gotten out of that situation. So I think that's really not having children of my own. You know, the legacy part is not as in terms of money. It's more maybe leaving a foundation of some sort, you know, that gives money on a regular basis.
Okay. That's deep. For me, legacy is important. You know, a lot of times when people hear legacy, they think of your family, like if you have kids and so on and so forth. The story of my life, once again, is my favorite quote is paying it forward. And paying it forward is random acts of kindness from one to another can change the whole world. When I saw that movie a long, long time ago, it just brought tears to my eyes because I said, that's it. Random acts of kindness from one to another can change the whole world. So my legacy, I want people to know that it's possible. Even though we live in a world where some parts of it is dark, where some people are mean, where some people are bad. I want people to still have hope and know that there are still good people in the world. There are still people who's not going to lie, who's not going to steal, who's not going to cheat, who's still going to help. And that's who I strive to be day in and day out. When I lay down every night and I pray to God, I pray to God, God, I want to be more like you. I want to do what's right. And I ask God to forgive me for anything that I did that wasn't right, because nobody's perfect but God. So that's what my legacy is. That's who I've been, and that's who I'm striving to just become better. Being more like God, serving and being a blessing to others, being true and being authentic, and that's important to me. Like, I don't like the fakeness. I like real. More than money, more than gold, more than silver is being you. So that is the legacy and what I want to be remembered as, someone who paid it forward, someone who strived to be better, someone who was a blessing to others. What are your thoughts, Sia, about that?
I definitely can agree with that, because I've always said that I want people to not think that I'm a good person, but to know that I'm a good person, and to just think that, or not think that, but know or feel like I had a positive influence. So, like, my legacy would be my, even though I don't have any children, biological children, my godson, he's my spoiled little brat anyway, but he's going to be 22 in a couple of months. And I grew up when he was born. So a lot of things that I've done with him in mind. But I just definitely try to, because me and his mother, I call her my baby mama. It's funny because we definitely are different, but it's like he has different, I guess, looks at me in a different way. So I try to do things that, I don't know, that would be a positive influence when he looks at it. He's like, oh, well, he calls me Titi. He's like, my Titi, well, you know, is, you know, done this for me or had this in mind. So I definitely want people to just, like, walk, feel like they walk away with something after they have met me.
Nice.
Absolutely beautiful. And the last category for tonight, which I really should have said this one before, we just finished this one with legacy, is sex and the freaky category. Sometimes people live their whole life, and and y'all know how I am, so I'm just going to say it. Sometimes people live their whole life being vanilla and missionary. They don't do anything outside the box. And guess what? And that's okay if that's what you really want. However, it's a whole world out there. And there's so many different things, people, places, things that you can do, that you can try. And I know this is a topic normally that's probably uncomfortable for some people, but of course, on the Clutch Podcast, we're going to go there. So, do you have a very ambitious, freaky, sexual, outside the box thinking goal on your bucket list that you're willing to share on the podcast? D?
See, you know, I have lived my life of many things.
Ooh.
That at the end of the night, when I pray to God, I, you know, always ask for forgiveness for the things that I've done. So I'm going to tell you, I'm going to keep it clean. And been there, done what done. My bucket list is complete.
Bucket lust. She said bucket lust.
No, my bucket lust. It's complete. I don't need to go nowhere with this.
Really? I ain't gonna even ask no questions.
Mm-mm.
So your sexual bucket list is complete?
Yeah, I think I'm good.
Oh my gosh.
I'll let you know if something comes up.
Oh my goodness. All right. See? Hello, Sia, are you still there? Hello, Sia, are you there?
Yeah.
virgin. What are we talking about?
Yeah, well, you ain't going to be no virgin after this.
I've done the things I needed to do in my life. And you know, like.
No, we don't know what.
You know what it is that I feel like I've done a lot of the stuff that she wanted to do. And now it's like when I think about certain things, like my BM would tell me about this STD called supergonorrhea. So it kind of concerns me.
What?
Listen, Google search supergonorrhea.
No, I'm not Google searching that. Super gonorrhea? What the hell?
Listen, they put super in front of it. I didn't want gonorrhea in the first place, so you put super in front of it. I definitely don't want it.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I just Googled it.
Yeah.
Are you serious? Super gonorrhea.
And then blue waffles.
During sex. Huh?
And then Google search blue waffles. Blue waffles.
What is that? What is that?
Another STD.
Blue
waffles? I'm not going to get waffles ever.
I have blueberry waffles.
You're not even going to want blueberry waffles after you Google search blue waffles.
Blue waffle disease, is it a real STD? Blue waffle disease is a fake STD, STI, that allegedly turns a person's vagina blue.
Look at the pictures.
Oh, no.
Click on the image tab. They actually have images. They don't have images for super gonorrhea, but they got the images for blue waffles.
Wow. What the hell?
If they say it's fake, why do they,
I never seen where it said it was fake. I've only seen the pictures. I keep telling my godson he needs to be careful before he catches.
Hey, I tell these kids all the time, you better be careful.
It looks like it's
similar
to chlamydia.
Oh, my goodness. Well, there goes my own sexual bucket list. Listen, you
ready for dating?
There goes the dating.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even take that off my bucket list. I'm done. Before I even get started. Oh, my God.
We don't want no blue waffles. I'm not making no blueberry waffles, no waffles of any kind.
Hell no. Nah. Can I get a red velvet? Oh, my God. Girl,
so
you're messing my whole life.
But listen, I'm that's where I'm like at right now. So I feel like now that I escaped without getting super gonorrhea, regular gonorrhea, and blue waffles, I think I should shut it down.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely. Let me stay in the celibate corner. I'm good. Nah.
You just got to find one person that don't have blue waffles.
I know, because you done messed my whole life up. And on Etsy, they got a picture of blue waffle pussy. Like, what's the fudge?
That's what I've seen. I don't want my cool car looking like that.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. Now I'm not going to have waffle for breakfast in the morning. Well, you know what? I do not have anything in my sexual bucket list, my freaky list. Thanks to Corinne. So,
is that the note we're gonna end on tonight? Is blue waffles?
No, we're not gonna definitely end on that. We're gonna definitely make sure that I don't have anything on my sexual freaky bucket list. I gotta go back to the drawing board now because I guess the stuff I had in my mind is not gonna work. But seriously, ladies, as we only have about 5 minutes left, I want to know how did you feel as we started our show tonight, and how do you feel now that we've kind of talked about a lot of different things? Give us the before and give us the after, please.
Well, this is Dee. So before, I kind of didn't have a ton on my bucket list. I kind of like having, you know, just talking it through. So I feel like now I could continue on and kind of delve in a little bit more to what I want to do, you know, look at it, kind of put dates with it. It's almost like a goal sheet versus just a bucket list, you know, because bucket list is like vision, like you just picture so far out, you know, like where you want to be. But this felt a little closer to home of things that we could do and want to do right away.
Okay. How about you, C?
I started off, as I always start off any show, went to one to host. Unknowing.
Apprehensive.
No, feeling like I'm walking into a dark room. Not knowing what's in front of me. But, I mean, I left the conversation feeling good. I was writing down my list. So I can hold myself accountable, and I'm sure you guys will hold each other accountable as well. So mm-hmm. I'm excited. This was a good conversation. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. I've been wanting to redo my bucket list for well over a year, and I've been saying it and saying it and saying it. And tonight I actually did it. So I wrote it down. I'll be getting it over to Dee sometime before Labor Day. And I'm looking forward to her creating Canva. I didn't really ask you, but I'm sure, you know, because that's what you do. You just go and create shit anyway. So I'm looking forward to getting my bucket list on Canva and pictures so I can put it on my Zoom backboard, my Facebook and other stuff. And just as we put our dreams out there, our goals and things we want to do, sometimes you can find other people that want to do it too. I mean, the possibilities are endless, ladies. So as we close out tonight, we only have 2 minutes left. So anyone listening to our show, what would your last comments be to any of the ladies listening to our show or gentlemen?
I think just really taking a look at what you want, what you've already done. And for me, it's not stopping myself from dreaming and having visions and writing it down so that it becomes part of what you really are going to do. Like, I love that both of you want to do Spanish, you know, learn Spanish. And honestly, I would love to learn it as well. And, you know, there's things that once you write it down and put it out there that other people are going to want to join you in, and that's where you start to build your tribe.
I love it. How about you, C? Any closing comments?
I think that bucket lists are good for people, regardless of what you call it, because you may want to call it something different. But as long as you have goals that are actually tangible that you can work on, is always a good thing for you to work towards a goal that's going to benefit you at the long run.
Absolutely. And you guys have heard it here on the Clutch Podcast. This is hosted by us, your girl Corinne, a.k.a. C. Think I'm saying it backwards. Dara, a.k.a. D. Think I'm still saying it backwards. And your girl Tawanda, a.k.a. me. And I'm probably still saying it backwards. But we've had a great show. Hopefully you guys have written your bucket list while you're listening to us. And look forward to part two of setting the deadlines on when we're going to achieve and do some of these things we said, and look for our weight loss goals. Look for that 3-pack, 10 pounds, 20 pounds. Look for that dating. But guess what? Ain't going to be no super gonorrhea, no damn blue waffles, or none of that. We ain't having none of that shit. Until the next time, just remember, having the tribe could definitely help change your life. Find a friend, be a friend, and let's rock out. Until the next time, have a good night, everybody.
Night, let. Good night, ladies.
Because guess what? You earn more when you become more. We got to read.
Mm-hmm.
very inspiring and a good message to send to the audience.
You say, how you doing today? No, I mean really, how you doing today?
We were like great friends, but...
Well, first of all, I'm always excited
to see a vision for, you know, wherever we want to go.
Wrap it up. That's a whole nother podcast. Well, I got to say, if it's a piece of man, he ain't my...
No, but sometimes, you know, you don't know.
I'm done, and I'm not waiting.
Get started. I like to go out to my girl.
I'm kind of a jump-in kind of person.
Piece of what? No. What? PSO, whatever you say.